So the next patient we're going to do is going to be Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N. She was born 8-6-48. She was seen 9-17 at 4 p.m. Eddie Lawson is a... let's see. Let me make sure I have some notes on him, or if I don't... Yeah, I don't have any notes. Mr. Lawson. He's a 77-year-old gentleman who was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation at his residence at 5919 Beldart, B-E-L-D-A-R-T Street in Houston, Texas, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director and patient is currently in his second benefit period, Patient is currently on hospice with hospice diagnosis of Alzheimer's dementia. At the time of admission earlier this year, she had lost 20 pounds. He had lost 20 pounds. He continues to lose weight. His MAC is a 24 centimeter period. He's now staying in bed. He's bound on bladder incontinent. He has a urinal, but he never uses anymore because of his advanced Alzheimer's dementia symptoms, period. Last hospitalization took place because of a fall, and he's no longer able to, wants to ambulate. He was found in bed with his head turned toward the wall with minimal response to answering questions, period. Patient requires help with ADLs. He's at 40% KPS. He's at 6D, 6D as in David, as in FAST score is concerned. He has decreased appetite. He eats about 30% of his meals now. Patient is oriented to person. In place most of the time, but he requires redirection. He's sleeping more, about 8 to 10 hours a day now per caretaker. He has one child, a girl, that sees him pretty infrequently. Patient's blood pressure was 120 over 70, pulse 88, respirations 18, O2 side 96% on room air. Patients, even though refusing most meals, he still would eat cookies and sweets, which keeps up with his calorie, which is a way to keep up with his calorie intake. Let's see. He has muscle wasting about the lower extremity, about the upper extremity, as well as a scaphoid abdomen and temporal region. Overall prognosis remains poor for Mr. Lawson. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Also put in there that patients with Alzheimer's dementia, along with moderate protein and history of protein calorie malnutrition, put that in there too. As his comorbidity, please. Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.